Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for this hour's program. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation and a very proud volunteer. And as you know, the Forever Family Foundation has a weekly radio program, and every third Thursday of the month, we bring you the mediums that are certified by the Forever Family Foundation so that you can have an hour chat with your loved ones on the other side. It's also an opportunity for you to ask questions and get a sense of maybe how a medium connects to your loved ones. So hopefully you can take that information to your own life and learn to connect yourself. I do believe that's possible. Now, for this hour, we're going to be bringing on shortly one of the Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Her name is Bobby Allison. She has a wonderful reputation. Her ability to bring through evidential information and also beautiful messages from the other side is really quite a beautiful thing to take part in. So we'll be able to do that this hour together. I know the phone lines are already lit up, and I know you want to get to your loved ones as soon as possible. But before we do that, I just want to take a few minutes and talk to you about the Forever Family Foundation. I know many of you listening are already members, and membership with the foundation is totally free. And a lot of things come with membership. Quarterly newsletter, to be more accurate, where in this newsletter, I've seen it go from a 3-pager to a 5-6-pager. I mean, it's a beautiful resource for you. A good introduction and beyond, from articles from scientists, mediums, Ask the Medium, beautiful poetry, certain articles that might show how someone got a message from their loved one. And I think the more we share about how the other side works and how they reach us and how they're still a part of our lives through other people's experiences, we can get a sense for ourselves on our own journey of how our loved ones might connect to us. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about this foundation, is that it does give us a sense as a whole on how the other side works through different mediums that work with the foundation, through members that write to us or are part of this radio program. You ask a question, it sparks a notion and a thought, and it really resonates, I believe, through the veins of the foundation in a beautiful way. And you say, how is that? Well, that's how the other side works. I'm sure when Bobby comes on, matter of fact, I know she's with us now. So why don't we have Bobby Allison come on to the show a little bit earlier than normal. Usually it's after the first break, but I really want to kind of chat with her a little bit about her feelings on this. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Good.
So I'm so glad to have you on the program.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I know that before I kind of spark a conversation that just kind of came to mind, probably from spirit more than likely. Let's tell I know you've been on the program before, but you're based primarily in Long Island, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But you do readings all over the place.
Yes, I do them all over on the phone, and I do travel sometimes to the surrounding areas.
Yeah, so that you do really reach a large amount of people with your work. And I know you can, if you're listening on the web, you can also go to bobbyallison.com and get all of her information and everything that's going on with her. But something, I was just thinking of something Bobby, on how, like, we look at how the other side communicates with us. I'm sure that there have been many times that you've been working with a group or working with someone individually, and that sitter, the person being read, is expecting to hear from one person, but sometimes more than one person comes through, and the message is almost like a branch. It branches out, like one person will come through, and then another spirit, and you'll see sometimes how that spirit has something in common, and you kind of understand why both. You want to elaborate a little bit for our listening audience on how you've experienced that as a medium?
You mean as far as like where it's for one person and somebody else, it feels like it's for them as well?
Exactly.
Or yes. Well, sometimes it's double messages, it's ping-ponging,
right.
Or sometimes a spirit comes through and maybe it wasn't the person they expected to hear from, but they bring through that person as a gift and say, I'm presenting this person to you. Sometimes it's people that they didn't think cared for them or they didn't care too much for, and I always tell them, never negate or anybody. Always say if it's connected to you, because they're the ones that are going to present to you the people that you want to hear from.
Right. And in many times, sometimes there'll be, like you said, a double message. And for me, what that means, and maybe you could explain what that means to you, because sometimes it's different for different mediums. But sometimes the spirit you didn't expect to hear from will bring through a message that is very pertinent to another family member on the other side, and you needed to hear that same message. Is that kind of what it means for you too, or is there a different meaning?
No, that means the same. It's the same for me as well.
Yeah, it's different.
A lot of the spirit talk is basically pretty much the same. I think the signs and symbols are different, but what the messages that they're trying to get through are basically always the same. Even in books, when you read books and things like that, it always rings true and say, oh my goodness, that's exactly how I thought it to be and how I felt it to be. So I'm glad that it got validated by somebody who wrote a book or by another medium that said the same thing. Although we all read differently and we get our messages and signs and symbols differently, I think that the basics is the same.
Yeah.
And that's love, and, you know, to let them know that love never ends. It just continues and it grows.
The energy is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your advice for someone who's listening, who obviously they're grieving and they're missing that person on the other side? From your viewpoint, what suggestions do you give them so that they could become more aware of their loved one's energy around them?
Well, the big suggestion I give to all my clients, my groups and things is meditation is very important to raise the vibration. And the more that you meditate, the higher you'll raise your vibration, and it'll be easier for you to contact spirit or to clear all of the clutter or chatter in your mind, if you will, and allow your loved ones to give you the signs and symbols, you know, that they're trying to give, because they are always there. And, of course, their signs and symbols to their loved ones will all be different, whether it be through, birds or butterflies or coins or whatever it may be, the things that they can manipulate the most, or sometimes just the thought or a fragrance or a smell,
right,
or, you know, a thought. So there's all different things.
Right. And do you have any basic suggestions? Because sometimes when people hear the word meditate, they kind of freak out a little bit because they're thinking that they can't meditate. Do you have any basic suggestions that work for you that you could pass on to our listening audience?
Of course, of course. When I first started out, I thought it was going to be hard as well. And it actually was pretty cool to first start out. Now, when I tell my clients and all to meditate, and I just tell them, I don't care if it's 5 minutes a day you start out with, as long as it's some time that you just be. And first you need to chase the thoughts out of your mind. And I tell them maybe the easiest time, if they can't find time in the day, is to do it right before you go to sleep, to practice maybe 5 minutes before. I tell them to do the breathing exercise. And then I tell them to picture the golden light coming in. And usually they'll call me up and say, you know, I tried that, but I fell asleep before I got to maybe my torso, because I have them bring the light into their body and try to, you know, to have them just be and do the meditation that way. So once they start doing that, then there is guided meditations on CDs that they can try, or there's meditation classes out there that they can try. And the teachers will then guide them through to the proper way to meditate.
Hmm. Do you feel that there are natural ways that we meditate without knowing that we're actually meditating?
Yes, of course. I think daydreaming, Mm-hmm. I think sometimes when we're doing a mindless task, as I would say, like doing the dishes, and we just zone away, or you're doing, you're vacuuming, anything that you're taking away, like you find yourself coming back to the room, and wait, I'm vacuuming, I'm doing dishes, I'm doing whatever, and your mind has gone away. It's kind of like a daydream. It's a taking a break, just being with your thoughts. Or sometimes if you're at the beach or whatever it may be, and you close your eyes for a few minutes and you just feel the sun beating down on you, or you're under a tree enjoying the breeze, those are little meditations. That's how I see it anyway. I don't know if you
see
it
that's
the same.
Absolutely. Yes, I do. And I think sometimes if we can make, as you know, Bobby, when someone's grieving, the last thing they want to think about, and that's why they sometimes go to a medium, is learning another language, like spiritual language, or thinking about taking on a task like the word meditation. And I feel the same way you do. The daydream experience. I think our body is physical body is naturally built to work with the spirit and vice versa. And I think we have this natural tendency to naturally meditate, and that's when we daydream. And I feel that if we can learn to separate the physical from the spirit when we do daydream, if we do that naturally, if we think of that as an opportunity to reconnect ourselves with our loved ones on the other side, that it isn't this, vision of a yogi master in an outfit sitting on a mountaintop with the wind blowing and, transcendental meditation, my mind is a clear plane of glass type of thing, which, I mean, if you think about that concept, if your mind's a clear plane of glass, you're not getting anything, that your mind is clear. But when you want to hear from spirit, you want to receive information. So
right.
The daydream experience, I agree with you, is a natural thing we do. And as you obviously suggest your clients, I do too. It's a great idea. Take a moment, a second to daydream with your loved one. It's a beautiful thing. Don't you agree?
A moment of silence, how they started in the school, and they teach you a moment of silence, and that's mm-hmm. really the best place to start. Or sometimes
right.
I tell people when they're taking a bath or they're going to take a shower, even in there, you could picture just nothing and just be with the water, just washing away everything. And just if you just have a moment of silence and just be, that's the great way to start. And then once you start doing it, it becomes addictive because your body, like you said, needs that break, and your mind goes back to what it knows, and that's just being.
That's
being
exactly
part of
right.
the love and the light. So
there you go. So we all can be mini mediums in a way and connect with our own love.
Absolutely.
Very important. Now, I know before we go to break, I want to talk about this 12-12-12 event. It's an exciting evening, I have to say. You, Bobby Allison, with Kim Russo, Laurelyn Jackson, and Siri Burnsen, I can never say her name, forgive me, Siri, you're going to be doing a wonderful event in New York. It's an evening with four mediums, and it's a pretty exciting night when you think of it. What are your thoughts on that evening?
I just feel like it's a very powerful number. I think it definitely everything's going to be aligned perfect that night. It's going to be very powerful. The message is going to be very powerful, and I hope to find that everybody comes out and joins us. It's going to be a great night.
It's on 12-12-12. It's on a Wednesday night. As the website says, Medium Marathon on the Fervent Family Foundation website. It's mm-hmm. going to be located at the CW Post Long Island University in Brookfield, New York. For more information on how you can see Bobby Allison and Laura Lynn and Kim and Siri, please log on to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we will be hearing from your loved ones through Bobby Allison. So I hope you can stay with us. I'm Angelina Diana. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Stay tuned.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Angelina Diana. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We have our guest medium, Bobby Allison, with us, and pretty shortly we're going to be getting to your messages from the other side. I just want to remind you of an event that's coming up from the Foundation. It's our annual conference from November 9th to the 11th, and is titled, Is the Spirit World Real? It's going to be held at the Hilton Phoenix Airport Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona. There's some wonderful guests there, from Lloyd Auerbach to even Alexander III, who's a researcher on NDEs, near-death experiences, Claude Swanson, Julie Beischel, who's a scientist who studies mediums and gets a sense of how the medium mind works. Stafford Betty, who's a professor of religious studies at California State University. And there will be spirit communication from certified mediums Deborah Martin, David Campbell, and a lot of other special guests there that evening and that weekend. And it's really a wonderful place. Year after year, I've been fortunate to be involved in some of the conferences. And it's really a wonderful place where like-minded people can come to get a taste of everything, whether you're interested in the science, if you're interested in mediumship, if you're interested in meeting other people who might be in a certain stage of grief, or even just having this collective energy come together for the sheer purpose of really understanding our loved ones on the other side. So for more information on the annual conference that the Forever Family puts on every single year, really, I think the first group and really an original concept of coming together every year, please go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more information. Hey, Bobby, you still there after all my chat?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm here.
Thanks for hanging in there. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to open up the phone lines to our wonderful guests that are waiting very patiently. Let's take our first caller. I believe it's Anthony from Florida. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, good evening, ladies.
Good evening,
good
Anthony.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. And yourselves?
We're doing great, right, Bobby?
I'm wonderful.
Now, Bobby is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. You can ask her a general question about mediumship, or you can ask her to connect to a loved one, but we ask that you do not let her know who you'd like to hear from and let Spirit validate that for you. How can Bobby Allison help you today?
Connection would be fantastic.
Okay. I'm just going to go right into what I see. And you could just validate for me the first name. I'm going to give you a name. Doesn't always mean that's the particular name. It's just the letter that I want you to focus on. And I see the name Louise. So I'm going to say, who is the L that is passed for you? And I see somebody that had an aneurysm or something in the head area. It's an aneurysm or a stroke. And I feel like it's connected on your mother's side of the family. And they also show me Michael or Matt. Or the M name. Who is that to you, please?
Well, the M resonates with me.
Okay, just the relationship with the M.
Excuse me?
What is the relationship to you with the M name?
My mother.
Okay. Was there something in the head area, either stroke, aneurysm, is either in the head, the heart, or the stomach with the aneurysm?
The aneurysm doesn't resonate, but she
was
did have problems.
Was there a stroke
problem.
Victim?
She had problems breathing.
Why don't we try not to talk over each other? I don't know if the producer can slightly turn Anthony up for Bobby. She can't hear him as well. And I believe what's happening so far is that there is a mother figure coming through, and Bobby is feeling some type of pain in the head or a stroke victim or something of the like kind. Do you understand that, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay. Bobby?
Okay, Anthony, sorry, I was just having a hard time hearing you. It was like echoing back in my ear. Okay, let me just go a little further with this and tell you that I see the number 4. So it's either 4 years, 4 months, the month of April, or the something with the number 4, either with you or the female that's coming through. I think that you said that you resonated to your mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you understand the number 4?
Yes.
Okay. Well, please know that she is near you, by you. There is a couple of people that come through with her, and she shows me that she tries to give you signs and symbols that she's around. But I feel like sometimes it's always like you, I don't know if this is you, but you always asking for more, or that maybe that sign wasn't good enough. I need to see it again, or I need more. It's almost like you're having fear and faith in the same sentence, which really cannot exist. You have to have the faith that she's giving you the sign that you ask for. I feel like it's almost like she's pointing her finger at you and saying, you know that this is me. I'm here for you.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I see the meaning of that.
Whenever you get the sign, if you ask for a particular sign and you get that sign from the Mother Spirit, then you need to take that and know that that's what you've asked for and that she's giving you what you've asked for. There's a lot of love around her as well.
I see the meaning of that, too.
Yeah, he can hear you. Yeah, I think he's waiting anxiously for more messages. I think that's what's happening.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not really sure if he's answering me because I can hardly hear him.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Maybe our producer can make another adjustment with that. And Anthony, just say yes or no so that she can hear you properly. I know that you're anxious to hear messages.
Yes.
Okay, so you understand what I'm saying so far, Anthony?
Absolutely.
Okay, who is the P like Peter? Either first name or last name?
Last name.
Okay, as long as you understand that. Do you understand if I tell you that she tells me the dog is with her as well?
Yes, I absolutely.
Because I feel like to tell you the dog is protected and she's there and you will all meet again one day. And she talks about watching over the children. So I don't know if she's talking about your children or she's talking about all of her children. And she shows me the month of December. So that's either going to be the 12th of the month or the month of December that resonates to her or to yourself or to one of the children. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. There's also something that comes through from your father's side of the family as well. He makes me feel like he's more like a contemporary to you, either to your side, or just about your age, maybe a little older. And I feel like I want to talk about the truck driver or somebody that has the route driver and he wears the uniform. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Who is that to you, please?
That's my son.
Okay. Is there a J or a G that connects with that? With that son?
That's his first initial.
Okay, what's his name?
Jason.
Thank you so much. Well, then, she was saying that she's watching over the children, so she's validating for you the information that she's giving. And I also want to talk about Sal or Sam or the S or C, depending on how the name is spelled. Is that a first name or a last name? This is somebody connected to Jason, I believe.
I'll have to make a note of that.
Okay, as long as you write it down and see if it comes to fruition. I feel like it's not that. I don't feel like that's family. I feel like it's maybe connected to. I don't know if they're bringing through another person. Is there two M's that connect in the family there?
I have an uncle with that his first initial. Begins with an M.
Mike, what? Okay, what's the first name?
Marcelino.
Okay, hold on one second. Was there something in the chest area? It's lungs or heart?
Lungs.
Was it lung cancer, emphysema? What was it?
Lung cancer.
And whose side of the family is that on, please?
My mother's.
Okay, so we're going back to that side. You have three people that are on the other side that tried to come through. They talk about something about planting the rose bush or something at the grave site or something near the grave site. Because I'm at the cemetery right now, but I feel like maybe somebody, I don't know if there was a discrepancy with somebody that wanted to either be cremated and somebody else was, and they somebody couldn't come to the terms to do that, so they were buried in the cemetery, and then somebody else had to have it the bush planted, and there's all different discrepancy going on in this family, and I feel like there's butting heads with the brother. Is there a Jimmy or a James or a John as well on your mother's side?
There could be, but I'd have to make a note of that because nothing comes up to memory.
Okay, well, when you think about the mom's side, is there anybody living that these names do not only have to be crossed, it could be who they're calling out to or who the discrepancy was with. So there's a G or a J definitely, and I see the butting of the heads. I don't know if it was butting heads with you or if it was those two people having an issue with each other or it was a cousin or whatnot. But, and is there also twins in that side of the family or is it twin names?
I have to make a note of that also.
Because they show me my symbol for the twins are two of the same name. So there's either two of the same name or the actual twins. One might be here and one might be past, and that's connected on the generation on mom's side. They make me go back a generation.
Yes.
Do you understand? Was there a lot of people on mom's side?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, because there's a lot of pulling. There's a lot of different pulls that they're bringing me to different generations. But just please know that that she's watching over you, and there's just so many people. That, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I'm trying to stick to the ones that we brought to her already. But sure, they're all screaming at me. But Angelina, you have anything to interject?
No, I think
May I say something?
Go right ahead,
sure.
Anthony.
Anyone with the letter D for the first name, does that resonate on from your side?
Well, I think we can't play fast food spirit here. I don't mean to sound crass, but we really have to honor the man. And I'm sure Bobby would agree with me that when people come through during a session through a medium, there's a definite intention. There's a reason. You know, and I would imagine if you had a son on the other side, maybe on some level you'd want to hear more from him, or there's some other people you might want to hear from. I mean, I do feel a very close lady next to you, and I feel like she's wanting you to relax and feel really calm. I don't know if this is your mother or another lady, but I have to say that I have to, and maybe Bobby will agree, that spirit comes through with its intention. And I feel that if you take mom's message and follow her gorgeous advice that she gave you through Bobby's voice about looking at the signs, maybe your mother will teach you how to look for the signs for the D figure as well, too. So I hope this helped you in the time that we were together, Anthony.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time and gift.
It's an ability. Remember that. It's an ability. And I believe that you can also develop it too. I'm sure Bobby would agree that if you felt it was a gift, then maybe on some level you felt you couldn't do it too. Everyone has the ability to hear from their loved ones. They may not want to be a professional medium, but know that you can do this and contact your mother as well too.
I do. I meditate daily, and I do.
Beautiful.
At times, telepathically, receive hear from them.
That's wonderful to hear, Anthony. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much and may you both have a great evening.
Have a good evening. Thanks. Let's listen to the next caller, Lynn from New York. She's been patiently waiting on the line. Good evening, Lynn. You're listening
Hello.
To Mediums and Messages. How are you this evening?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient and waiting. I'm Angelina Diana, but we have our wonderful guest, Bobby Allison, here. Do you want to ask Bobby a question, or would you like a connection to the other side?
I would love a connection.
Okay, let me see what I can get here. Hold on one moment. I feel a younger spirit that's coming through, hold on, let me just tune into him. He tells me he's been gone a long time. He makes me feel like a brother figure, a brother, a cousin, or maybe younger uncle.
Could it be a cousin?
Yes, cousin. And I feel like he tells me he's been there a long time, and he talks about happy birthday or happy anniversary or some celebration that's just coming up or that just passed. I don't know if it's connected to him or to you, but he makes me feel like, and he shows me, he makes me feel separated or very far from where you were or where you are. Do you understand this?
Yes.
It makes me feel like, okay, 1, 2, 3.
He's been gone a very long time.
Yeah, he makes me feel a long time, which you said before, and he makes me feel like he watches over the whole family. Does he have a sister? He keeps saying sister. Are you the
sister? Yes, his sister is my very closest cousin, and we talk every day.
Okay, makes me feel like you have to give the message to the sister, telling her that he hears her. She talks to him all the time. He grabs his ear and he wiggles his earlobe and he's like, I talk to her all the time. I always answer her. She doesn't always understand and get it, but I talk to her all the time. He says, I love her very much. Please tell her. Please tell her. He's very adamant and he's very fast with his messages.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
And there's also a grandmother figure. Is his grandmother past that's connected on your side as well? And it makes me feel like the grandmother is with
him. Both of our grandmothers.
Well, the grandmother is with him because she kind of pushes him out in front and says, you talk. And she makes me feel very, very adamant about him talking, and she says, I don't know if he's not heard from a lot, or if she just pushes him forward and says, please talk, please talk. And she says, he's fine, and she shows me the blue jay. This is the bird that you have to pay attention to. This is one of his signs when he's around the most. I think he makes me feel like he changes them. Like somebody may ask him for something, and then he changes the sign. He is not the blue jay. He'll send it as a sign of his love and his comfort and his peace to say that I'm okay. He's very, very strong. He makes me feel like I have to speed up. And he keeps saying, have forgiveness. There's some things that he has to work through with his family, and he's saying, have forgiveness. Stop with the blame. Do you understand this?
Yes. Do you want me to elaborate on that?
Yeah, if you could just tell me what... Okay, well then he wants to have forgiveness in the family, for, I guess, for the person that... He keeps telling me wrong place, wrong time. Wrong place, wrong time. But although it was his time, if it didn't happen that way, it would have happened in a different way. But he makes me feel like he puts his head down and he puts his hands in the prayer and he says, please have forgiveness. He says, because the forgiveness is really for self, not for the other person. It's what they carry with them. It's like weights, and it pulls them down, and it makes them crazy. And he's like, and that's, it's almost like I see this whole big, dark, negative sheet, and I see it like lifting over the family when they have this forgiveness, or they listen to what he says. Do you understand this?
You're 100%. Yes.
And he like lifts it. It's like a sheet. It's very thin, and he lifts it, and he says, you can be free. You can be free from everything and anything, because he's so adamant about this. He says, it really works. Just listen. So you must give that message to them and let them know. And your grandmother's got a big, big smile on her face. And she said, now, do you look like her, or do you have the same personality as her? Because she
like her. And just recently, my cousin posted a picture of her and said, it looks like me.
Because she just says, she puts an equal sign, and she says either she looked like you, or you had the same personality, and she's happy about that. She laughs and she smiles, and she's a cute. Aww. She's cute. She's cutesy. She's very cutesy.
Yes.
And she makes me feel like she said to you, she says, don't worry. She says, I hear your prayers. She said, shows me an ironing board with the shirt half wrinkled and half not, and she says, don't worry. She says, everything will be ironed out. There's lots of little things going on in the family, and she irons everything out, and she says, don't worry, I'll be there. I will definitely be there. And she shows me an A, like Anthony or Anne or Anna. A, E, and I, and some of the names will sound the same to me, but she makes me see this in my mind. It's not even I'm hearing it. I'm seeing the actual A. So I don't know if there's someone that she's bringing through with that, or she's calling out to. And she makes me feel like...
I have a great... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I said that. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was listening.
Oh, okay. I see the A, like to say that they're calling out to, or that they're bringing through. So let me just see if there's somebody else there. And I feel like... they show me my two signs for the helping hands, which would be teacher or nurse. So I don't know if she's talking about her or you or someone in the family, but she's very proud of this and very proud of the way that the kids have turned out. Very, very proud.
Oh,
and there's a lot
me.
Of love coming from her. Okay. Well, then there you go. Lots of love around you from her. Angeline, do you have anything to interject?
Nope. I think you're doing just fine on your own. You're just rolling along.
The most amazing
reading
ever.
Oh, my God. I feel
like
I feel it.
Thank you, Lynn, for being on the program. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Let's connect with our next caller. I believe it's Linda, who's calling us from Florida. Good evening, Linda.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
Hi.
Linda,
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I would like a connection, please.
Wonderful. Just want to remind you that you're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Our guest medium is Bobby Allison. It looks like Linda would like a connection, Bobby.
Okay, let me tune into your energy. Just give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like I have somebody that's coming through from your mother's side of the family, and they make me feel like the system was broken down either by diabetes or some blood disease that ran through the system. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like I want to talk about the R, the initial R, the connection with either Roberta or Robert or Rose, or the very strong R that comes from that side, either being the first name or the last name. Do you understand that?
My last name, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Let me ask you, is this a, I feel like I have a mother figure here first, so it's either mother or grandmother or mother-in-law. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like there's actually a couple people there, but we're going to talk to her first and see how we can go with this. Was she the one that knitted or sewed? As I see the crocheting, the knitting.
Yes, okay. Sometimes.
As long as you understand. And I feel like I'm in the either congestive heart failure or something in the chest area. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like lots of dreams with her. Have you had a visit from her, or is it just the dreams?
Well, I'm on medication, so I haven't dreamt about her in a while.
Aw. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this. Then I see her visiting you. So whether sometimes what happens is people sleep too deep, not deep enough, or they're on medication, which stops them from remembering, but you'll always have that dream. The body always dreams. But the medication would then not let you remember. I gather this is what I hear from people. But I feel like that she comes around all the time, and she makes me feel very somber right now. And she keeps saying to you, hold on to everything that you've got and be strong. And I do feel that the tears are good for you. So with those tears, release all of your anxieties and all your fears. And the smiles bring the strength. And she's being very poetic, sort of. She's kind of like on a very high level. Actually, my insides are shaking a lot here, and that means that they're on a high level. That's how I read, anyway. And I feel like, would you understand if I say something about the eyes? Was there glaucoma, or was it macular degeneration, or was it cataract, or are you going through that?
No, my mother.
Okay.
Her eyes, can I tell you?
Yes, of course. Validation is always good.
Okay. She went blind from her cancer, and she had a heart attack when she passed away.
Okay, well, just know that she's not of the physical, and she's fine now. She comes through with love. Have you ever heard from her before in a reading?
No.
Okay. No. Well, this will be your first time, so it's a little hard to absorb. I can hear it in your voice. So I want you to know.
No,
I want you to
pick. I miss her so much.
I understand that. Of course, of course.
Yeah.
So I want you to know, and I want you to really just close your eyes. This is what we talked about before, about the moment of silence. Just be, and just release all of the negative, if you have any, and just accept all of the love that she's giving you right now. She's coming through, and she's telling you, I love you, I'm here for you, and she is your strength. She is not in the physical body anymore where all those things broke down in her system, okay? So she's full-bodied in spirit and in love, and she can be there to help you, and she's the one that will whisper in your ear. She will give you all those great little messages. So just take that with you and cherish it forever that you've heard from her.
Okay, can I ask you, is she with
my
father?
Hold on, let me see if I see anybody else there with her.
Or my aunt.
All right, be a little careful not to do fast food mediumship. We have to honor spirit here, because as Bobby believes, and I believe, that all your loved ones are together, but it's very important that we allow your mom's energy to be the important thing that came through. No, that's okay. You have every right to ask. And, I mean, I'm sure Bobby believes that, and I believe that your whole family is together. And Bobby can listen to see if they're there, but let's be very careful not to dishonor your mom's energy, because she was the one that
came through.
Oh,
never.
Right.
Right. And I would never just say that they're there if they're not.
Of course you
wouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't. You're very evidential.
I tell people this. I say, if they're there and I ask the question, they can step up and speak to me, because there are some people in the background. But if they're not, then that doesn't mean that they're not okay, and then they're not with your other loved ones. It just means they're not here in the session, and that's fine. Like right now, all I see is the letter F or PH. It's the sound, like Flo, like Florence, like Phil, and then I also see a J, like John. So those are the letters that I see that are with her now. So either she's calling out to them, or those are the ones that are stepping up to the plate. And I see a lot of dogs tonight. I see like there's a little dog with them, or there's a little a cat with a pet. And I'm supposed to tell you that the dog or the cat's fine. And I don't know if it was yours or if it was there, if it was hers. Did you have an aunt
No,
Flo?
We didn't have any pets.
No, I didn't say you. I said it's either them, it's on that side of the family.
No.
It could be for the next sitter that's coming through them, because that's what I see and I know. So I'm going to say to you that your mother is the one that's coming through and the next set of people that are there are for the next caller, because I don't want to discount your mother, but I also want to give the message, well, definitely what I see, and
okay.
I know that.
And she could see, right?
Absolutely, positively.
Oh,
once they're gone, once they are out of the physical body, they are full-bodied in spirit, and that is seeing and knowing and loving all.
That's great.
And at peace. That's what you need to know, is at peace. And they're trying to give you a piece of their peace. You get it?
I got it.
Just breathe and be happy and just love. Be in the moment.
Yeah, I am. Trust
all
me,
right.
I am. Okay, thank you so much
for being on the program. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. Have
so
a good
much.
Evening.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's take our next caller. If the producer can bring them on the line for us, that would be great. Good evening. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you this evening?
I'm really well, thank you.
Now we have Bobby Allison.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I've got a little cell phone, so.
Okay, there we go. You sound pretty clear for a cell phone. We have Bobby Allison here as our guest medium this evening. Do you have a general question for her? Or would you like her to make a connection?
I would enjoy a connection, thank you.
Okay, Susan, let me just start out by saying I'm not sure if what I saw for the last woman was for you, but I'm going to go. I don't know how many more callers that we're going to be able to take, but I feel like I see this dog there, and I'm supposed to say that the dog is okay, and there's a lot of pets coming through tonight, but I feel like there's a J like John and also an S or a PH like I said before. I don't know if you heard what I said before with the previous caller, but that's where I am right now with these three energies. Does this make any sense for you, sweetheart?
Well, a John does, and I do, yes, a pet, yes, a dog.
Okay. Who is John to you, please?
He was actually a musical director I had as a teenager, and he was really a great guy.
Okay. Well, and you had the pet that passed as well?
Oh, I've had a lot of dogs that have passed,
It would always be the last one. Because this one is very vibrant, very loving, and here it makes me feel like it was like another child in the family, and is so excited to be here and just running around. And the guides would then tell me all the information from the pet. So that's what I'm supposed to say. It's very, very strong. I get pets all the time, and that's how I read. But I'm supposed to tell you that. So you will meet again one day. I want to know who's Anna or Anna or Edna, Amy. A, E, and I is like the same sound. Who is it?
Anna is my grandmother.
Okay. Is that from mom's side of the family?
My dad's side.
Your dad's side? Okay. I'm sorry. I keep trying to answer you, but I know I'm trying not to talk over you. What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anna is my grandmother on my dad's side. And there's an Anna that is my daughter's grandmother.
Okay, so let's see which one we're with by the information that we got next. Who had colon cancer or some type of uterine cancer or some type of complications in the lower half below the chest that's connected with that name?
That would be my dad's mom, Grandma Anna.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this is who I'm going to tell you that I'm tuning into the spirit of, but I also want to talk about the D, like Denise or Danny. There's a couple of people that are trying to talk to come through and some people that she's calling out to. So who is Denise or Danny or Diana?
I have a Denver.
Okay. That's living?
No, he's passed.
Okay, let's see if this
is
what... I can't.
That's okay. I think what's happening, you guys are talking over. She's on a cell phone. I think there's a bit of a delay.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what's listening. Yeah. Are you listening to this on the computer too as well, Susan?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. I think there's a little bit of a delay. So if you could just wait till Bobby's done speaking, give her a yes or a no. And then maybe it might flow a little bit easier. She's been reading for quite some time, so it's very important that we give her that sharp yes or no so she can move on to the next message. So you last left off with a D, and you said there was a Denver, a male on the other side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you. I knew there was something because I was like every time I kept talking, I felt like
yes.
You would – yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you said that.
Okay,
so now I'm just trying to quickly give you the people that I have here that are coming to be acknowledged as they come through to give you the sign that they are here. And with that, sometimes I'm missing the messages because I'm trying to get as many of them through as I can for you to let you know that they're here. But they keep talking about the wonderful job you're doing either with the fundraiser or something with the Helping Hands. And that to me is like a volunteer work or something about you setting up the fundraiser. Do you understand this? Is this some type of event that you're working in regards to one of these people?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. This might be something that's coming. I read about a year to a year and a half in advance, and I feel like there is something that's going to be set up, whether it's with the D that you said was Denver. There's either some type of fundraiser and raising of money, or it's something that somebody's donating in his name. And I feel like it's very, very important that you know that it's good work. So someone's going to ask you to be involved. So please look for that to come and know that your loved ones are there around you and that they're giving you the thumbs up that this is going to be some great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
I understand that part.
There we go. See? Thank you, Susan, for calling Mediums and Messages. We hope that the messages and the people coming through let you know that communication is possible. Thank you for calling the program.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I think what we're going to do, Mr. Producer, is take just a really quick break, maybe one or two commercials, and then we'll come back and wrap things up with Bobby. She's been reading quite profoundly for the last 40 minutes. So let's give her a little break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, theories and models of psychic experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and we have our guest medium, Bobby Allison, here. Good evening, Bobby.
Good evening.
Well, you know, I really want to thank you so much for connecting with Spirit evidentially and beautiful messages for our callers this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Well, we really appreciate you sharing your ability with everyone. Do you want to talk about anything that's going on in Long Island for yourself, or anything that you want to?
I have some good things coming. I have some restaurant events, and I have some fundraisers, which will all be on my website. And I am very active on my fan page on Facebook, if anybody'd like to come and join me on there. And I actually have two pages. So if you go through my website and just click on the Facebook icon, everything is listed there. I create events. And so I do a lot of good work, some fundraisers and charities and things like that. So not to name any tonight because I don't have the dates.
Gotcha, no problem.
In stone just yet. So, but they will be all listed on my website.
Perfect. So if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you click on mediumship and then click on FFF mediums, Forever Family Foundation mediums, you'll see Bobby Allison's name listed there along with the other 15 or 16 mediums that volunteer their time for the foundation. I want to thank you all tonight for joining us on Mediums and Messages. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.